I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time now for Africa Update. Libya hosts peace talks on Darfur, but rebel leaders refuse to attend. Also, the first ever prize awarding $5 million to an African leader goes to... well, we'll tell you more in a second. We've got Horace Campbell, professor of African American Studies and Political Science at Syracuse University. He's also the chair of the Africa Initiative on campus. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So this weekend, let's talk about what's going on in Libya. There were peace talks, the goal to end the four-year war in Sudan's Darfur region, and more than 200,000 people have been killed, millions more displaced. On Sunday, the Sudanese government announced a ceasefire, but they've made that announcement before. The two main rebel groups also boycotted the talks. Jan Eliasson, the UN special envoy to Darfur, says he's still hopeful that the talks will be a success.
If we do not seize this unique chance, we may see more chaos, more violence, more death, more misery. The only way forward is negotiations. Now is the time for all of us to show solidarity with the people of Darfur, not only in words, but also in action.
Horace, what's the significance of these talks?
The significance of these talks remain the commitment of sections of the African Union, as one could see in the pedantic work of Salim Ahmed Salim, the efforts of African civil society to bring peace. And Ahmed Salim Salim and the United Nations have been working pedantically so that the war, the slaughter, the removal, and the manipulation of the situation in Darfur can end. Just one indication of this manipulation is that last week we saw where the French government, along with French so-called non-governmental organizations, were kidnapping over 100 children from Chad, saying that they were orphans from Darfur, when this was part of an operation of trafficking children in Africa. So the whole mess in the Sudan, in the southern Sudan, in Darfur, is caught in this vortex of militarism, manipulation, food as a weapon of war, humanitarianism. And so what the African Union is seeking to do is to try to bring peace and to demilitarize this society. And this would mean that governments like the government of the United States of America should stop its hypocrisy of crying genocide in one breath and giving intelligence and military support to the Bashir government in another breath.
So tell me more. What do you think that the U.S. should be doing at this point?
Well, first of all, the U.S. could only do as much as the citizens demand. And if the citizens are disarmed about what's going on in Darfur, in the Sudan, by the neoconservatives, by the Christian fundamentalists, and elements of the Zionist command in the United States of America that is trying to present a one-sided picture of genocide in Darfur when we cannot go towards peace. What the United States government should do is to cut its relations with the military and its so-called anti-terrorist campaign that it's collaborating with the Bashir government. It should also end the backhanded discussions that are going on between the southern military commanders and the Pentagon. Last week, just before the peace talks began, the southern government walked out of the northern government. And this is very dangerous because it suggests that not only will we have a war in Darfur, but we have a potential collapse of the comprehensive peace agreement where over 3 million people have been killed in the past 21 years of fighting. So we have a very dangerous situation. And what we need is to focus on the question of peace, demilitarization, and to end the kind of political leadership we have in Khartoum.
All right. Well, I want to move on to another topic about African leadership. A year ago, the Sudanese billionaire Mo Ibrahim announced he was going to offer this unique prize. He was going to give $5 million to any African leader who improves the standard of living in his or her country and leaves office after his or her term has expired. So in an interview last year on News and Notes, Mo Ibrahim explained the idea for the prize.
The idea for us was to enable a living president to live a full life after leaving office, not to fade away in obscurity, but to engage with the civil society, to take up causes, either for women's rights or for children's or for democracy or for human rights or whatever causes close to their hand, to their heart.
Well, last week, Mo Ibrahim announced his first winner, Joaquim Chissano, the former president of Mozambique. Horace, tell me a little bit about the former president.
The former president of Mozambique is one of the more skilled diplomats in Africa. He was one who negotiated the withdrawal of the Portuguese forces from Mozambique in 1974 after 1986, when Samora Machel was killed in this plane accident that allegedly the plane was brought down by the apartheid forces. Chissano became the president, and he negotiated the end of the war when the United States and apartheid South Africa unleashed terrorism on the Mozambican people. Some of the older members of the audience will remember this group that was called RENAMO, that was started by the Rhodesian government in the dying days of the Ian Smith settler regime in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. This RENAMO unleashed terrorism against the population because Samora Machel had launched a campaign to rehabilitate his country, to develop health, education, sanitation, and water supply systems. With the support of the CIA, the Pentagon, and apartheid, the RENAMO destroyed the country and killed millions of people. Chissano was very skilled in working with Sant'Egidio in Rome to bring peace to the country. But I think it's contradictory if the Mo Ibrahim Prize is to give to a leader that improved the standard of living in the country, because under the neoliberal policies of the Mozambican government in the past 10 years, the standard of living of the Mozambican peoples have fallen. In other words,
let me jump in for a second. When you say neoliberal, what exactly are you talking about?
Okay. What I'm talking about is the idea that the Mozambican people should pay for education, pay for water supplies, pay for health services, and that the government should have no contribution to the health and well-being of the country. In other words, what we mean by neoliberal are those principles of the International Monetary Fund and the Fund and the World Bank that said to African government that they should privatize government access.
Yeah. So it sounds like that your opinion is that he has not been a man of the people in some ways.
No. I'm saying that he has been very adept, because I'm saying on the one hand, he was pushed into the corner by this neoliberal campaign, privatizing the bank, destroying the environment, and he brought peace to the country. So what I'm saying is that the idea of the prize is itself contradictory, because it suggests that we have sunk to such low depths in Africa that because a leader steps down from office, then he would be awarded a prize. In other words, because Mugabe has been there for 27 years, one compares Chissano to Mugabe, or one compares Chissano to Thabo Mbeki or to Museveni. What I'm suggesting is that the idea of the prize itself is problematic, because an African leader should not be rewarded for what they should be doing for their society. And Chissano would be the best among a very bad group of leaders. It's because the good leaders in Africa have been killed or assassinated.
Well, Professor Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Horace Campbell is a professor of African American Studies and Political Science at Syracuse University. His latest book is Reclaiming Zimbabwe, The Exhaustion of the Patriarchal Model of Liberation, and he was at member station WAER in Syracuse, New York.